At the top of the World Trade Center, Windows on the World was a restaurant where people marked the big moments in their lives, weddings and engagements, graduations. All that was lost on September 11th. The restaurant was destroyed. 79 workers were killed. About 350 lost their jobs. Days after the tragedy, owner David Emil tried to describe what the restaurant meant to him.
The view was fantastic, but it also sort of taught you about New York and showed you things about it that you could never really imagine from the ground. And so, you know, my hope is that we'll be able to make other great public restaurants. Of course, that remains to be seen.
Next week, Emil is opening a new restaurant called Noche in New York's Times Square. Since September, Morning Edition has been reporting on many of the former workers at Windows. Some of them have jobs at Noche. Hiring the new workforce has been hard for Emil, who worries about how much he owes his former workers. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Located in a former porn theater, Noche will be a Latin-themed restaurant and nightclub. There's a stage, a DJ booth, a dance floor, and three bars. With its bright orange and blue decor, Noche is about as far from the murmury fine dining of Windows as Windows was from the street 107 floors below. David Emil is tall and thin and looks not unlike David Byrne of the rock band Talking Heads. He says Noche will be an entirely different experience than Windows.
It's really designed for fun. Doesn't take itself too seriously. We thought for a little while of having on the back of the logo, which the front says Noche, the back would say irrationally exuberant. And New York needs a restaurant like that.
These are the odds for those either brave enough or foolish enough to open a restaurant in New York City. 70% either fail or change hands in the first 5 years. David Emil bucked those odds with Windows on the World. At $37 million a year, it was the highest grossing restaurant in the country. So the expectations are great for Noche.
This restaurant is a lot smaller than Windows in the World, but it's still the biggest restaurant which will open this year in New York City. At 20,000 square feet with four floors, what restaurant is bigger? 20,000 square feet is a lot of restaurant.
Enough for quite a few workers, as many as 100, about a quarter of the staff that was at Windows. And nearly 100 workers from Windows applied for jobs at Noche, but Emil didn't hire all of them, and that has angered some former Windows workers. On the sidewalk in front of Noche, about 20 former Windows workers march in a circle carrying signs that read, "David Emil, we want our jobs back," 3 exclamation points. The protest coincides with a pre-opening gala inside. Women in silk dresses and stiletto heels thread their way around the protesters and pass several bouncers at the door.
I can't work anywhere. If I work on Windows, I can't work anywhere.
Fakak Mamdu is leading the protest. He says he applied to be a waiter and a manager at Noche. Soon after the protest begins, David Emil comes out and speaks with him.
Emil, I need a job.
I'd love to give you a job.
I was working for 6 years for you.
I know that.
6 years, I was at Windows, I'm qualified. I went to the first, I filled up my application, and you never called me back.
Well, I apologize if nobody called to tell you no, but I want you to know that we have offered jobs to 30 people who are at Windows on the World. Of those 30 people who we've offered jobs to, 20 have accepted. I'm sorry you weren't one of them.
Of course, it's not just here where there are tense feelings months after September 11th. There are disputes all over. Who deserves more government compensation? Which businesses should receive tax breaks? How to rebuild downtown? Workers and management at Windows on the World agreed they had a good relationship before 9/11. They called themselves the Windows family. Frank Malin is a bartender who was at Windows for 5 years but wasn't hired at Noche.
We were the family. We were the heart and soul of Windows on the World. And we didn't want this. I mean, nobody wants to be out here screaming. You know, we should be in there serving these people.
David Emil says he did think a lot about what he owed his former workers. He set up a charity for the relatives of the dead. But he also wants to create a successful business, one that can thrive in the intensely competitive restaurant world, and one that has to answer to the people who invested millions of dollars in Noche.
I felt and I feel that as the president of the company that I have an obligation to try to provide opportunities for people to work. I don't think it's realistic to expect that me as a person is somehow going to be able to solve that problem for all of the people who used to work for us as much as I might like to. And I don't think it's realistic to say that starting a completely new business, that everybody who was working in the old business is somehow the right, best person in that new business.
2, 4, 6, 8, 9.
Emil says his managers interviewed former Windows workers first, but in the end only hired those workers they thought best qualified for the jobs, those whose skills translated into this new, very different restaurant. And many of the jobs people had at Windows simply don't exist at Noche. There are no captains or food runners or banquet waiters.
All right. Who places the order? You place the order?
And then
you
go. I place the order.
Okay, now bring it.
It comes into the kitchen. The chef says table four is ready. Right. You grab it and you bring it out.
All right, you got it.
The workers who are here receive detailed training. They have to know, for example, how many inches the plate needs to be from the edge of the table and exactly what's in a dish called Argentinian matajumbra. And these details occupy the minds of the workers who were hired from Windows. Joseph Francis, a tall man from Barbados, is a waiter. He was asked to work the morning of September 11th, but said no. His mother was there that day, working in the housekeeping department. She died along with everyone else who was there. Francis says at Noche, there's no time to think about Windows. It rarely comes up in conversation, and that's fine with him.
It's not like a sad occasion. It's a happy occasion. We're back out in the world. We're back out in the workforce. We're mingling with each other again. We're working with each other again. And hopefully things will be much better.
And for others who are working at Noche, it's nice to see familiar faces. Executive Chef Michael LaMonica says no one else can understand what they went through that day.
There are a group of us who are working on Noche and have been for months now that work together at Windows. So in a way, it's been really, really therapeutic to be with those people because we have such a shared experience together.
When the plane hit the building, LaMonica was downstairs getting his glasses repaired in the lobby, one of those freak accidents of timing that could easily have gone the other way. He says he and several others at Windows had been working on Noche for more than a year, well before September 11th.
Finishing something that was begun by these colleagues of mine, it actually gives me a sense of accomplishment to fulfill a job that my friends were working on. So in continuing to live the life that we were leading, we honor our friends. We're living life for them.
Noche is not meant to replace Windows because David Emile hopes Windows will reopen. That's his dream. Same name, same service, with, Emile says, many of the same people who worked for him before September 11th. Would he want it to be in a new skyscraper, perhaps where the World Trade Center once stood? Yes, he says, and at the very top. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.